This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice.
Thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me.
Thanks for talking to me.
What happened in Indonesia in 1965 that sparked all of this?
Well, there was a military coup in which the military, together with American support, began a program of genocide, really, where they exterminated the entire Indonesian left. They either put people in concentration camps for decades, many people died from starvation in the camps, or they simply killed people. They set in motion a killing machine where within 6 months, somewhere between 500,000 to 2.5 million people were killed, many targeted not because they were real leftists, but simply because they were ethnic Chinese.
You call the look of silence sort of a companion to the act of killing. It's certainly not a sequel or a prequel. It just takes a different perspective. Is that sort of the best way to describe it?
Yeah, in fact, I always knew that I would make two films from the very beginning. Back in 2004, I filmed two men, two death squad leaders, taking me down to a riverbank, and they took turns playing victim and perpetrator, sort of reenacting how they helped kill 10,500 people at one spot, one clearing. And then at the end, they produced a small point-and-shoot camera and posed for snapshots as kind of souvenirs of a happy afternoon out. But for me, this was one of the worst afternoons of my life. I had this awful feeling that I'd wandered into Germany 40 years after the Holocaust, only to find the Nazis still in power. And I knew at that point, within hours, really, I knew I would make two films, one about the stories the perpetrators tell themselves, the lies they tell themselves to justify their actions to themselves and then tragically impose on a whole society. And that's the act of killing. And then I knew I would make another film, equally contemporary, about what it does to a human being and to a whole society to have to live for 50 years in fear and in silence. And that's the look of silence.
The act of killing was hard for me to watch and was hard for many to watch, I think, because it was a platform for these killers, right? And because it felt like it was giving them the opportunity to talk. But this is the response to that. I mean, you think that that's fair? Or
I actually don't think that's fair. Anwar and his friends, the men in the act of killing, never have a platform because they're only making dramatizations of what they've done for my film. And they know that from the outset. They have no control over how the material's edited. And that's, they know from the beginning. I think what's difficult about the act of killing is that it asks viewers to recognize that just because these men have done something monstrous does not make them monsters. The Look of Silence is an equally painful film in some ways, but it's an easier watch because we are identifying with a family of survivors whom certainly I, as a filmmaker, have a kind of unconditional love for. It's not frightening for me to love them. I have a love for Anwar too, but it's certainly a different and more difficult experience becoming close to him.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.